Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University, on the line, and I hope ready to answer all of our questions about the vaccines. Dr. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with whether you think there could be another surge. People have been talking about a fifth surge because so many millions of Americans are not vaccinated. What do you think?
Well, that's definitely something that everybody is talking about. In fact, we had some discussions on it on Friday. And unfortunately, it is something that's possible. Let's hope it does not happen, but it is certainly possible.
Is that what's going on in the UK? Now, they were doing pretty well there, but recently they had the highest daily count since mid-July, highest daily count of infections. They had a higher number than Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Portugal combined, and their death toll was the highest since March. Do you know what's happening over there and why it's happening?
You know, Bob, this thing has gotten to be such a mystery in terms of, you know, it's always a combination of how whether or not we're using the public health measures that we should be using, and and whether or not we have high levels of immunity and variants, and it just seems to have these kind of every 2 month waves right now, and we still don't have worldwide the level of coverage in terms of immunity that we need to really keep this thing from continuing for a while, and that's why we're fearful that there might be another wave here as well. And in fact, that has been the pattern that we see what goes up in Europe, and then we're not far behind.
And are you how concerned are you about the winter months here in our part of the country around Chicago, and also holiday travel and holiday get-togethers?
Well, I think, Bob, I think you know the answer to that. I mean, there's no question that during the winter we tend to be indoors more, where you don't have that good ventilation, and if you're eating indoors and in situations where you're with a lot, crowded indoor spaces, it's just a setup for letting this thing spread.
Let me go through a slew of listener questions that we have stacked up for you, Dr. Marty. I'm over 65, and if I get a Moderna booster shot this week, will they give me a half dose or full dose? Isn't every Moderna booster a half dose now?
So there are still people who are eligible for a the 100 as opposed to the 50 dose for Moderna. And, if you fell into the categories of high risk, right, in the sense of not just, first of all, you're over 60, that person is over 65. So that's somebody who is actually eligible for a full dose. These half dose boosters are for people who had developed adequate levels of immunity, but whose levels have started to go down. We've seen the pattern very interestingly between people who have had natural immunity versus people who have vaccine immunity. And the scatter plot is quite interesting in that you get higher levels of high quality immunity from the vaccine, no question, but it starts to go down a little bit sooner than in terms of the amount of antibody. But the problem, and that makes it seem as if the natural immunity would have would overall be better, but it's not, because the type of antibody that you get from natural immunity includes all kinds of antibodies that are not necessarily good for you at all, as we've spoken about before. But the reason I point all this out is that there is a drop, and for those people, we've seen that with just half of the original amount of Moderna, you get right back up to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Would there be harm in getting the full dose if really what you only needed a half dose?
Well, that's a really interesting question, Bob. you know, we try not to unnecessarily give anyone any kind of medication. And that's one of the reasons for the half dose. It probably would not cause any harm, but the except for the harm of how much vaccine is available worldwide and for everyone. And that's sort of part of what fed into it. If 50 is enough to get people back up to where they need to be, there's no need to give the original 100.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know if you only need a half dose?
Well, if you have no underlying conditions, you're in your 40s, right, and you're not somebody who is, you know, likely to have not had a good response to the, you know, to the Moderna vaccine, then you don't need a full dose.
Got it. Here's another one for you. I'm a 35-year-old female, got the Johnson & Johnson shot in April. What booster should I get? Now, haven't we heard that you're better off getting a Moderna booster, even if you got the J&J?
So that's right. That's a really interesting question. Bottom line is that if you get a second J&J, you're going to get a huge boost in your immunity. You're going to go fourfold higher in terms of your antibody levels, and you'll be very nicely protected. If you get a Moderna or a Pfizer, the data that we have right now shows that there's no safety signal from switching to one of the other vaccines, and you end up with a 12-fold increase in protection. So that's why some people are recommending, you know, if you got one J&J, the second one might well, you know, be better off if you go ahead and try something else. But ask your physicians, you know, ask the people that know you, because if you happen to have propensity for allergy to lipids or something of that nature, then stick with what worked for you, because, you know, you're still going to get protection.
Dr. Marty, what are you going to do if we ever get this virus totally under control?
Oh, believe me, I have lots and lots of things I'd rather be doing.
Well, we're glad you're giving us the information here every week. We appreciate it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.